Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with today's video, here's today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one is as proof that men are more selfless than women are. Actor Giancarlo Esposito was bankrupt and considered arranging his own death to provide insurance money for his kids. Shortly after, he was cast as Gus Fring in Breaking Bad. His character would probably say that when you get sad, you cry. But when I get sad, I plot and hire someone to end me. We are not the same. But how many men like him didn't even make it, though? We don't hear their stories if they Robin Williams themselves. Up next, Elon Musk seems to have a thing for crazy women. Of course he does. We all know that they are better in bed. I understand the first time with Amber Turd, but why does he keep touching the stove? So that he can reproduce, of course. That's why. His first wife and his second wife, Tallulah Riley, seem pretty normal. So I guess he learned not to get married again and learned that normal women are the most demanding ones that bore you to tears. Remember, crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. Number three, this college student makes her OnlyFools page free after dumping her cheating boyfriend. Remember, guys, that a woman's revenge is to destroy herself and everyone else around her. Getting naked also appears to be their main form of agency. Why don't women become better versions of themselves when they break up as a form of revenge? Why don't women do this? Because that involves a lot of work and determination. But showing off their hiney on a sink doesn't. Moving on, a new study finds that CO2 is greening the earth and making vegetation flourish all over the world. Who would have thought that trees and other plants would sequester carbon from the atmosphere and put it back into the ground? I guess maybe climate change has been canceled. The reason you don't hear about this more is because it doesn't fit the narrative. Instead, they want to bring in carbon taxes the way they have in Canada. The carbon tax is a tax scam, and that's it. Number five, I don't think that RFK Jr. said that it seems that blue hair dye causes mental illness and something has to be done about it. But maybe it's time to cancel all hair dye and see women age off a cliff. Forget about mental illness. What it causes is cancer, and that's been proven. Remember that the blue hair doesn't make them insane. They have blue hair because they were insane to begin with. Purple and green too. Let's not forget those. Up next, Elon Musk really is African, as he now has 13 children and 4 different women. Also, number 5, Amber Turd might have secretly carried his child. As for the official 4, the most recent woman is Ashley St. Clair. With a woman like that, I'd have a hard time pulling out too. These days, only the rich and the poor can breed. One have money and the other live off the middle class. Elon's reproductive strategy is spray and pray, but it doesn't guarantee that his kids will have kids of their own. Number 7, almost 2/3 of trans women in prisons are serving sentences for sex offenses. Of all the things I'm least surprised by, this has to be it. Because of this, maybe we should be more cautious letting those folks dictate policy for bathrooms. But Trump is going to send them to male prison now, which is great news. Because now they're going to make so many wonderful friends that it'll give them a taste of their own medicine. Moving on, stuff that was built in the so-called Dark Ages is more detailed and beautiful than modern architecture. So why does modernity create such sterile environments and gaslight us by saying that they're progress? I think the issue with ancient cathedrals is that they took hundreds of years to build at great financial cost. People aren't as religious today and they can't afford to build a multi-generational cathedral. The old cathedrals are still there, but they're usually empty. Why is that? Number 9, here's proof that the left can't survive without government handouts. You'd think your taxes are going towards paying for roads and meanwhile, they're going towards paying for Black Lives Matter riots. People want to idealize where their money goes. Instead of paying the state to help you, the state just ends up hurting you. I've always been skeptical that people would actually do something like this. But let's give Elon a chance to see if he can fix this, even if at least temporarily. Up next, looks like Americans on food stamps could be banned from buying food and sugary drinks. At first, that might be a good thing for weight loss, but government assistance doesn't pay enough money for high-calorie, high-quality foods. The last thing you need is angry, overweight people in the ghettos. They'll go around looting and burning if they can't be fed and entertained. Tell me what they're supposed to be eating on food stamps if all the junk food gets banned. Because veggies and meat aren't all that cheap. Number 11, apparently women are loving men who embrace the baby girl vibe. and are ditching toxic masculinity. They're just gaslighting men now and trying to eliminate masculinity with articles like this because masculinity is the last thing preventing them from gaining total dominance over society. Ever since USAID was exposed, I wonder if articles like this are just funded propaganda or not. I don't know what the baby girl vibe is, but I'd imagine it's something like this. Moving on, in California, they're spending $9.5 billion on healthcare for illegals, while the state faces a $30 billion deficit. It's worse than that, though, because California is also spending billions on caste reparations for refugees. What's even more insane is that the Democrats voted to fine American citizens for not buying health insurance, while then conspiring to give illegal aliens it for free. And insurance prices are at an all-time high. Number 13 is this Elon's Prego army of single mothers. Someone needs to show him the stats where if your kids are raised without a father, then they're more likely to be criminals. For someone so smart, he seems to be dumb on this issue. But then again, maybe not, because he just bought a giant house and wants his kids and their baby mamas all living there. When does he even have time to be with one of those 15 kids? Up next, this woman's sickening act with her fur baby leaves the police in her small town disgusted. Another blue hair acting like a blue hair. By the looks of it, that dog, he really looks sad and like he's sick and tired of her BS and just can't satisfy her either. I'm also surprised that she didn't film the deed and upload it to TikTok or something. Knowing women, she'll probably blame the dog and even charge him. The dog needs to be rescued and taken away from her. Number 15, this Lonely Fools model is looking for a super secure boyfriend who won't get in the way of her sexual challenges. That's not a super secure guy. That's a guy with a complete lack of self-worth. This is probably the super secure guy after he came home after a Harris rally. It's really cute when women that act like sperm dumpsters sleeping with hundreds of men think that they deserve love too. Unfortunately, some simp will probably step up to save her. Moving on, is this your idea of a perfect woman? Or is she simply nightmare fuel? I'm just glad that she isn't real because those Doc Martens look like they're AI generated. Then again, they're probably just photoshopped in poorly. What doesn't appear to be photoshopped is that wedding ring. Apparently this is a real woman and she's a wrestler. She's got the body of a young Hulk Hogan with a cooch. The thought of being with such a masculine woman makes me want to vomit. Number 17, Aura, says that finding out a man has played 200 plus hours of video games elicits the same reaction in women that finding out a girl has 200 bodies for a man. No way. 200 plus bodies is 1,000 times worse. Isn't it funny how having 200 hours on a video game shows dedication and commitment? Meanwhile, having 200 bodies shows the exact opposite. Games increase a man's hand-eye coordination and spatial reasoning. A woman would probably turn down a surgeon that plays video games even though he's better and makes less mistakes than one who doesn't play games. Up next, the nice people over at New York Times Magazine asked the question of, can a white man date women of color to advance his anti-racism? That dating non-white women is a sociopolitical strategy. Whatever happened to dating someone because you love them or are sexually attracted to them? Only a demon crab would think like this. The simps dating like this should castrate themselves to stop spreading the simp gene around. How insecure do you have to be to date minorities for social justice brownie points? Number 19, Sheryl Crow sells her Tesla and donates the money to National Public Radio to protest Elon Musk. Such courage has never been seen before in a woman. But who cares about Sheryl Crow? She hasn't been relevant in over 20 years. She should use the money to get rid of that wart on her face and buy a smile with what's left. Fortunately for us, someone bought the Sheryl Crow car and made the proper adjustments. Moving on, Congress asked the IRS to report why they audit more poor people than the affluent. They say because it's cheaper and easier to audit the poor. But what can they really get from the poor that didn't make much in the first place? Besides, of course, compliance and cooperation. The wealthy use legal tax shelters and their books are usually squeaky clean, so they already are in compliance. Maybe abolishing the IRS is a good thing. Number 21, cancel culture was created because the left cannot survive in the market of free ideas. If you think things are bad, then wait until the cancel culture from the right eventually shows up. Both actually want to control you. Being a centrist is the new punk rock. You're going to be hated from both the left and the right. People on the right also want payback for the last 10 to 15 years of woke ideology trying to take their freedoms away. People will probably call me a leftoid for just saying this. Up next, the religious right is promoting itself as the ideological answer to Western countries, trying to tell men that it's the only option for men. How about we bushwhack our own path in life because every man is unique and we're sick and tired of one-size-fits-all solutions? That's why many need to go their own way from the black pill and whatever other religions or woke mind viruses were presented with. Number 23, Bill Burr is worth $20 million. And yet he's saying that billionaires need to be put down like rabid dogs. Ah yes, the classic story of a millionaire casting stones at billionaires. What happened to him though? He used to be so based. He's probably like this because he married a sassy black babe and she wears the pants obviously. Then again, he's probably envious of billionaires and wishes that he had another $980 million more. Moving on, after Doge went after the Social Security database, they found over 20 million people over the age of 120. Maybe Twilight is real, and there are a lot of vampires collecting Social Security. Edward Cullen is collecting for sure. But what I want to do is meet these two. Knowing my luck, it's just these guys, and they'll have me for a nice light snack. But seriously, I wonder who's collecting all the checks if many of these people are still on government pokey. Number 25 and the last one, this is Merit Schneider, the Swiss politician who wants to ban X. What happened to her over the years? Looks like she's a vegan that looks seriously malnourished. So she's surviving off of plants and bad decisions. She also admits that she has anorexia and looks like she's giving Ariana Grande a run for her money. That cat must really like her because her cheeks are starting to look like whiskers. Also, wasn't this what the Joker did to everybody in Michael Keaton's Batman? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.